6.6.
How much do you depend on your phone in daily life?
I'm a journalist, and when you're a journalist, it's very difficult to turn your phone off. My job can be unpredictable, for example, being sent to Las Vegas to cover the worst shooting in American history. You know, I get a phone call and I'm on the next flight out.
Would you describe yourself as a techie?
Not really. I only really use WhatsApp and Twitter. I know there's a whole world of apps out there, but I don't feel as if I'm missing out. I mean, I don't sit on the tube frantically playing games on my phone.
So deleting apps wasn't a problem for you?
Well, I missed the two I normally use, but my phone's mainly for reading newspapers and getting information for stories.
How did you find the challenges?
Days 1 to 4 weren't a problem at all. In the evening, it feels absolutely fine to put my phone away. When I go out for dinner with my wife and leave my phone behind, it makes no difference because it would never ever be on the table. In fact, I get a little irritated if I'm in a group and someone is scrolling through a phone. I don't say anything. I just quietly get wound up.
So there was nothing you missed?
Not really. My only real guilty pleasure is checking the football. But the bottom line is, if I wasn't at work, I could live without my phone.
What about the last 3 days?
Days 6 and 7 were more difficult. At the weekend, I normally work from 1 p.m. until after my programme ends, news at 10, about 11 p.m. And without a phone, it's tricky to get a heads up on the stories before work. I considered going out and buying the papers, but part of the attraction of the phone is you don't have to go out in the cold. So I broke the rule and turned my phone on to go through the papers. I was also panicking that if the Queen dropped down dead or some other big news story, they wouldn't be able to get hold of me, and I'd quite like to keep my job. So I decided to keep my phone on, but just not to look at it.
What did you learn from the challenges?
What I learned is that I use my phone more than I thought. Mm-hmm. By the end of the week, I was actually using it more than when I started. I still like to think I prefer talking face to face, but I missed not being able to pick up the phone when I wanted to use it. And I used Twitter more than I thought.
What did you decide you couldn't cope with?
I couldn't cope with not being kept in the loop with friends on WhatsApp. There were group messages I couldn't read or respond to.
And what can you do without?
I still think I can do without social media, but as a journalist, I have to play along with it up to a point because this is how the world works.
Clive's results were surprising. His daily phone screen time had actually gone up from 45 to 50 minutes and his number of pickups a day from 11 to 16. So maybe he just didn't need to divorce his phone in the first place.